Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that is B-L-E-A-V, Believe for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Welcome to Gegenpressing. I'm Manu Feit. He is Stefan Biankowski. This is the preview show. First of all, Stefan, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm going very, very well. Or doing very well, rather. Not going very well. mixing between my languages there. Yeah, I'm very well, bud. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. It's always to say Canada, it's going. So you can mix the two languages right there, I guess, if Canadian is indeed a separate language. Although I'm in Whistler, and I think the only language that's spoken here is French. I feel like I'm the only Anglophone Canadian on the hill here, Stefan. That's what happens if you go on Quebec spring break to Whistler, I guess. It's my own fault. yeah, but it's going really well. This is, as I said, the preview show. I actually think we're quite blessed with a really interesting match day this week. We were talking before the show about which games to pick for the match of the week, and you know, I think we both agreed there's quite a few this week.
Yeah, there are. It's definitely one of those weekends where they kind of pit the top half against the top half and the bottom half against the bottom half. They talk about it every week. It's one week of impossible predictions and one week of what should be straightforward predictions. I'm sure we probably get them both wrong more often than not, but yeah, it's definitely one of the former rather than the latter, and which means a lot of kind of fun games to get stuck into.
You know what we should do? Because there is apparently it's quite a thing to put together this match calendar, right? Because like unlike other leagues, the first half of the season matches the second half of the season, right? In the Premier League, it's like random, right? Who you play in the second half, whereas like in Germany, if you played someone on match day one, you will also play them on match day 18. So it's quite the procedure to put together the match day calendar, and there is someone in charge at the DFL that does nothing else. And we should get that person on the podcast one day. Get them to break down how they put together this schedule. Because I do think it's quite a process. Because you have to, of course, like worry about stadiums being booked out with other things, and then you have to consider European days and all that kind of stuff. So not easy, but the match day maker at the DFL has put together quite an interesting match day for us, and it starts with, and I mean, this could have been a match of the week for either one of us. We both picked other games, but I do think this is a really, really good start to the Bundesliga match day 25. Stuttgart against Union Berlin, Stefan. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, was very nearly my match of the weekend, to be honest with you. I think it's a fantastic kind of kickoff to the Bundesliga match day. You know, it's a game that I think will actually be quite tight. We've talked a lot about Union Berlin recently. I was quite surprised, actually, that Dortmund were able to kind of pick up all 3 points against them. I watched that game and I thought Union actually gave a really good kind of showing in the kind of opening exchanges of the match. I think it was Kevin Volland who had a great opportunity to kind of put Union ahead. And had he done so, I suspect Dortmund would have probably just completely crumbled, as we've seen quite a lot this season. But he didn't. And then eventually Dortmund kind of were able to kind of eventually wrestle control of the game. And it was probably a pretty disappointing 3 points to drop, because Union have been really good recently. We've talked about them quite a lot. But they go to Stuttgart, who are also very good. And I just think that, you know, barring any kind of unexpected injuries or you know, just bizarre turns in form, I do suspect that Stuttgart should have enough to kind of win this game. So I've gone for a 2-1 win.
Yeah, I went for something similar here. I went for a 2-0 Stuttgart win. You know, Stuttgart are the second best team in the second half of the season so far. Or the Rückrunde, as they say in Germany, right? They're just behind Bayer Leverkusen. Their form has been very strong. I mean, yes, they had some games in there where they maybe were a little lucky to win, but I don't believe in luck. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, if you hammer out, let's say, a 2-3 win against Wolfsburg, then that comes down to just being better, having better quality overall, especially when it's done over a long stretch over a season, as they have, right? And I just think the Stuttgart team is too strong for Union Berlin at the moment. And, you know, they keep going. Champions League qualification is coming closer and closer and closer for this team. And which is, I think, really exciting for anyone who's a VfB fan. And funny enough, actually, when I drove up from Vancouver to Whistler, I passed the car with a VfB Stuttgart logo on the back. So there's maybe someone listening from North Vancouver. I just couldn't believe it when I saw it. But yeah, apparently there's a Stuttgart fan somewhere in North Vancouver. Best of luck to him.
Are you sure they aren't just a very passionate Mercedes fan?
No, it was a Mitsubishi, Stefan. So I don't think it's that. I think it's actually an old Stuttgart fan somewhere in North Vancouver, or possibly now in Whistler. I know there's a lot of Bayern fans in Vancouver. Actually, there is a huge Bayern fan contingent. They have an entire Oktoberfest style building somewhere in Vancouver where they watch all the games together. And I do think they will have quite a lot to celebrate on Saturday as they face Mainz. I think they're going to take that momentum from the Lazio game, where I think we broke this down in the bonus show, right, Stefan? Where I think they were actually quite good. And as Mainz and Lazio are probably of pretty even quality at the moment, looking at the Bundesliga standings, I think they're going to win this game 2-0.
I do kind of think Mainz have kind of continued to kind of cause issues for quite a lot of teams. They do create a lot of chances despite where they are in the league table. And they do always have an opportunity to kind of take points off people. But yeah, as we talked about in depth on one of the bonus shows this week, where we kind of broke down the post-match of their win. It kind of felt like Tuchel was finally getting his own way with his team. Felt like everyone was kind of finally singing from the same hymn sheet. Pavlovic in particular, I thought, was outstanding. Musiala kind of looked back to his best. Harry Kane gets his goal. You know, it it's maybe a case of, you know, Bayern now putting all their eggs in the Champions League basket, and hey, you never know, maybe they'll kind of take their eye off this one. But if the midweek performance is anything to go by, then I suspect they'll win this game. So yeah, I've gone for a 2-1 win for Bayern.
Yeah. I think too, when you look at Mainz, I don't think they've ever won there. Or was it? No, they have not won there in 6 games. Conceded 29 goals in that span at the Allianz Arena. So yeah, I we'll see. I mean, we said the same about Freiburg last week, Stefan. And then of course, Freiburg took 2 points off Bayern. So you never know with this Bayern Munich side. They're very much a Jekyll and Hyde this season. So yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Up next is Leipzig against Darmstadt. We spoke about Leipzig in one of the bonus shows, but how do you see this one pan out?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a pretty straightforward win for Leipzig. Darmstadt have been a real kind of mess recently, which was perhaps summed up by the fact that one of their ultras at full time felt compelled to kind of come out and berate the team. I mean, I say berate, the club was actually went to great lengths to kind of say, you know, it wasn't as bad as some people had reported. You know, a lot of the players came out and said, you know, he was very kind, he was kinder than he had to be, you know, there was no animosity, there's no aggression, so everyone needs to relax. But I think it probably summed up the situation quite well, and I don't really see that changing this weekend. You never know, you know, losing 6-0 to Augsburg is just about as low as you can get in the Bundesliga in terms of performance wise. No offense to Augsburg, but so, you know, Leipzig might find themselves up against a team that have had a boot thoroughly kicked up their backside, but I still think this Leipzig team have too much about them, so I've gone for a 2-0 win.
Yeah, I went for a 3-0 win here. And also, I mean, we have to point out, Matt wrote a really good report, wrote in his newsletter about this incident in Darmstadt, right? So if you want to have more on that, go check out the newsletter. I also want to add too, like, that 6-0 defeat to Augsburg, that could have been double digits if Augsburg hadn't taken the foot off the pedal. It was really bad. It was, you know, that had Bundesliga record written all over it until Augsburg kind of slowed it down. In kindness, I almost say. If there is a mercy rule, Augsburg enacted it. But we'll get to Augsburg in a moment. But before that, the Rhein Derby. We could have also picked that game as the match of the week. It's just that there's so many interesting games this week that you kind of overlooked this one. Could be the last for a while, the way Köln are situated in the table. Gladbach, of course, would love to put a nail into that coffin, I'm sure, because these teams really, really don't like each other. Having said that, I actually thought that Köln did everything right against Leverkusen until they lost their heads and Thielmann got sent off right with a red card. And from then on, Leverkusen just did what they always do. I do think, though, that Köln are going to get something from this game, Stefan. I went for a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, I've actually gone for a draw as well. I've gone for a 1-1 draw. You know, we've talked a lot about Gladbach this season and the struggles they've had, and every time they look like they're dead and buried, they go and beat Bochum 5-2, and you think maybe they've turned things around, but then they draw 1-1 with Mainz, and it's just kind of back and forth. And it's, if I was a Gladbach fan, I'd just be thinking, let's just draw a line under the season and get over and done with. As long as they can avoid relegation, and I said this a few weeks ago when we talked about them, that's all I'd be hoping for at this point as a Gladbach fan. And this weekend's tie against Cologne's a perfect example of that. I've gone for a draw here just because Gladbach recently just can't really seem to pull themselves towards winning, and draws more often than not seem to be the way of it. And as you said, Cologne have looked better. So yeah, I've gone for a 1-1 draw here.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that is B-L-E-A-V, BELIEVE, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Yeah.
Up next is Augsburg against Heidenheim. What do you think here?
Yeah, so it's hard to go against Augsburg after that really incredible result last weekend. They've now scored 8 goals in the last 2 games. Just 1 defeat in the last 5. Really kind of flying the flag for Bavaria, if you ask me, while Bayern have been...
stretch.
I was waiting to see if you'd bite on that one. They've done really well recently. They're up against a really good Heidenheim side, obviously, but also a team who have kind of been dropping points recently. They held a 2-2 draw with Union. They lost to Frankfurt, I don't know why, but I just kind of feel like Augsburg are going to sneak this one, so I've gone for a 1-0 win.
Yeah, I've actually gone for a 2-1 Augsburg win. I also just feel that Augsburg at the moment, they have the momentum on their side. Hasi Torup has been playing really well, and you know they're in the top half of the Bundesliga standings now, which I don't think anyone would have seen them there. They're 10th, so they could be in the top half of the Bundesliga standings if they were in this, but I don't think anyone would have seen them there when they actually hired Torup, right? And then he had a really good spell, then there was a little bit of a slump, but now they seem to be really up it for it again, and you know they could challenge, actually the way they are right now, they could still challenge for that 7th spot, which is probably going to be enough for Europe, right? Which is obviously a huge turn for Augsburg, and then could of course mean that there would be 2 teams on the territory of the Free State of Bavaria qualified for Europe, which is of course nice. Whether they are Bavarian is another question in itself, but we don't go into that today. But yes, Augsburg have been doing really well, and I do think that they're going to win this game 2-1. Up next is my match of the week, and that's Werder against Dortmund, and that game separates the 3rd best and the 4th best team in the second half of the season, the Rückrunde. I wrote about Werder Bremen this week, and I think what they have done actually over the course of this entire season has been quite remarkable. They're playing a very strong campaign. Yes, you know, last week's result was a little bit of a disappointment and a little bit of a setback, but you know, I do sense that this Werder team, after years in which they have struggled and years where the club was going in a general wrong direction, they're getting things right. And they're facing a Dortmund team that doesn't really like to go to Bremen, Stefan, which made me think that this could actually be one of those games where Dortmund do drop points, which of course would help Leipzig. And I went for a 1-1 draw here.
Interesting. Yeah, I was really close to kind of suggesting that Dortmund could drop more points here. You know, they've been far from impressive. Recently lost to Hoffenheim. But I don't know, there's just something particularly off the back of that Union Berlin game that makes me think they might pick a win here. And I think that's just because I suspect the Werder Bremen are going to kind of really have a go at them at home. And sometimes that actually kind of plays into Dortmund's hands. They don't like to be the team that kind of have to impose themselves. They don't like to be the team who control possession or try and break teams down. If the opposing side kind of have a go at them, they seem to be much better set up to counterattack. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Gregor Kobel might be back. Oh, no, it's not at all. Actually, I just misread something. But I suspect that Dortmund might actually edge this one. So I've actually gone for a 2-1 win for Dortmund.
If that happens, then means Dortmund have held Werder Bremen at bay in the second half. That's where they score most of their goals. I just read the stat. Bremen has scored 21 of their 33 Bundesliga goals this far this season in the second half, which of course shows you a lot, you know, of how this Bremen side is maybe built. Also, of course, the storyline here is Niklas Füllkrug against his buddy Marvin Ducksch, right? Both of those strikers trying to make the Euro 2024 train. So we'll see. This is going to be an interesting game. And I think it's a really, really good pick by the DFL as the Saturday Topspiel. So tune in. Sunday. We're going to Sunday now. Bochum against Freiburg is the first game here. Stefan, what do you think?
I think this is going to be a draw. two teams who have been kind of very hot and cold recently. Freiburg did a really good job against Bayern in last weekend. As you kind of pointed out, I think, in your newsletter, if I'm not mistaken. No, I don't think it was. What did I read it, actually? I can't remember. But I read it somewhere that, you know, Freiburg, that you said that to yourself, that Freiburg maybe should have won the game. Like I said, very hot and cold. That was just a few days after losing to Augsburg, for example. Bochum in particular as well, very hot and cold. They themselves beat Bayern not that long ago, and then they ship 9 goals against Gladbach and Leipzig. So, long story short, two teams are very hard to predict. So I've gone for a 1-1 draw.
I was tempted to do that, but then I actually went for a 2-1 Bochum win at home, which of course would be huge for them in terms of the relegation battle. Although I think they're so far ahead of Köln that they're pretty much safe anyways. But of course, if they win this, that would be huge. Here's the reason why. I think that Freiburg are actually going to play really well against West Ham on Thursday. Because that seems more of a team that actually suits them. And that also means that come this game, they're going to be exhausted. And that's going to play into Bochum's hands. You know, it always does. For those teams like Freiburg, coming off a European night is always a little tricky. I factored that in. But we'll see. It's actually, I think, a really interesting match, Bochum against Freiburg. All right, the second Sunday game, Frankfurt against Hoffenheim. Here, I had a really hard time separating those two, so I went for a boring 1-1 draw, Stefan.
Yeah, I've also gone for another draw here, just because, Hoffenheim have been looking like their old selves on the road recently. Obviously picking up a big win against Dortmund last weekend. They drew 2-2 with Wolfsburg, who we'll get on to in a moment, have actually been better, I think the results suggest. Equally, though, Frankfurt have only lost 1 game at home this season. They got 5 wins and 5 draws from 11 games. And I just think these two teams are probably going to cancel each other out. I think it should be a really fun match for a Sunday, so I definitely recommend people watch it. I've gone for a 2-2 draw.
Awesome. All right. Final match is your match of the week. That's Leverkusen against Wolfsburg.
Yeah. So, obviously Leverkusen more or less on their victory parade at this point, as if things are all to be believed. 10 points clear. rounding the kind of final stretch of the league campaign, and just really grinding out results. But and you would obviously think Wolfsburg at home, what's there to worry about? But I actually think Wolfsburg have actually been pretty decent recently. You know, they gave Stuttgart a really tough go of it last weekend. Potentially should have taken a point from that game at least. Equally held Frankfurt 2-2, the team we just talked about, who are extremely good at home. I mentioned a while ago the Dortmund game, the 1-1 game, which I watched recently, and they should have won that game, to be perfectly honest with you. And, you know, it's just been a kind of, the entire kind of, sums up Wolfsburg's season in general, to be honest, that very fine margins have kept them in the bottom half of the table. And I just suspect that even though, you know, Leverkusen have gone on win after win after win, they've really had to dig deep to kind of continue this winning streak. And I suspect that Wolfsburg will probably give them a really good contest as well. So, you know, I've still predicted Leverkusen to continue that winning run, but I've gone for a 3-2 win, and I think this will be another match that will test Leverkusen and push them to the very end of the game.
Yeah, interesting. I went for something similar. I went for a narrow 2-1 win for Leverkusen. We've seen it in... I think if there is a team desperate for that international break, it is Leverkusen. I think they're now at the stage where they just basically play results-oriented football. They can do it because they have a really deep squad, right? There was actually a really interesting article in Kicker that I read this morning about Thomas Müller comparing Leverkusen to the Vizekusen side of 2002, where they were also playing in three competitions and going really deep, right? And then ultimately lost out on all three titles. The point that Kicker made on this in the article was that this Leverkusen squad is actually a lot deeper than the 2002 squad. In 2002, they basically played the same formation for every single game in all three competitions and essentially just ran out of steam. The beauty of this season is Alonso doesn't really have to do that, right? There's so much depth, and so he can rotate. And this is, I think, too, why they had in recent, like the last few games, weren't great. They still won them. You know, they essentially used patience to win the game against Köln. They would use patience to win the game against Mainz. They're grinding out results, and they can do it because they have depth. And I think that's going to happen here as well. You know, they're just going to use their rotational depth to win a game like that. And the longer this goes on, of course, the more Bayern's hope diminishes to maybe draw them in again. And I think it's, you know, I think that's where they are at this point. And once the international break comes and past the international break, you will get some bodies back too, right? Most importantly, Victor Boniface. And I think that will make a world of a difference for them. So if they can keep this gap into the international break, I think that's when the smooth sailing to the title will come. But yes, I do predict that they're going to grind this out against Wolfsburg and, you know, maybe not give too much hope to Bayern fans. Although I think reading the comments on our Substack and in general online on so different social media, I think most Bayern fans have kind of given up already on this one, Stefan.
Yeah, I think you're probably right with that regard. I don't think I've got much else to add to that.
Everyone but Thomas Müller. We was probably never going to give up. But yeah, that's the match day rounded up. As always, this show is brought to you by BetOnline and in association with Get German Football News, who are very kind of always posting this podcast on their website as well. So please check them out. All our newsletters are already out as well, so go give them a read. And yeah, is there any final thoughts you want to add, Stefan?
No, just say I'm looking forward to the games. And as always, if you're interested in joining our community where we talk to subscribers every weekend, we have our matchday threads on Substack, which do go into the hundreds of messages. And, you know, our subscribers seem to have a lot of fun in there. With or without us, usually without us actually these days, to be honest with you. They're quite happy chatting amongst themselves. So, yeah, if you're looking for a kind of space to kind of just kind of chew the fat with Bundesliga fans, then I would definitely recommend giving that a go. You can take a free trial with us on Substack. And then if you download the app, there's a chat function. There's a little kind of messaging box and you'll find us in there if you subscribe to the show. And yeah. See what you think of it.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be back next week. Enjoy the football. Until then, auf Wiedersehen.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.